Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, getting ready to take over the airwaves now in a couple 150 radio stations in hundreds of cities around the country for what is the final hour of this week's live broadcast. Let me tell you something. It has been one heck of a week. Now, keeping in mind, this is the beginning of the next week, right? So just if last week is any indication of what we're going to see going forward, good heavens. Here's my prediction for you as we move forward into next week with everything we saw last week. Now, I'm going to focus this on New Zealand because the Attorney General in New Zealand came flat out unilaterally said, we are going to ban all semi-automatic rifles. I can confirm that. Or all semi-automatic guns. I can confirm that for you right now. So I got to wonder, who the hell is this guy? Is the Attorney General a king? Who is this guy? You know, what kind of power does this guy hold in New Zealand? I don't know anything about their government. I don't care to. I don't really care. You know, I understand they were shaken by what happened. There's a lot of reasons that happened. I won't go into any of those here, but nonetheless, you can drill down into this and realize that you've got hate and you cannot legislate evil. But by gosh, they're going to try, and they will find that it doesn't work. So I wonder, what kind of power does this guy, what else can this guy do unilaterally? Do you want to live somewhere where the Attorney General can do that? Can you imagine if our Attorney General did that? Imagine Eric Holder under Obama having that kind of power. I mean, that's just satellite radio moment word crazy is what that is. New listeners, that means two bad words I can't say of your choosing on FCC-controlled airwaves, so you can put in there whatever you want. But you can say it on satellite radio. See how that works? That's why I say that. All right, so this guy's apparently pretty powerful. The prime minister, who I thought would be more powerful than that, seemed to make the suggestion that that's what she wanted to do. But they're all confirming that that's what they're getting ready to do. So why do I focus on that? Because every single American gun grabber is foaming at the mouth right now. And I read you in the previous hour what Shannon Watts said. Shannon Watts being the secondary Pied Piper following Bloomberg around. You know, he plays the big flute. She plays the ukulele. And all their little minions follow him around. And it's Bloomberg throwing money out there instead of popcorn in the forest so they can all find their way back, right? Money, 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 take their guns, there's the money. And then she's walking around with the ukulele and he's got the little flute and thing. I mean, get that visual, right? Yeah, I know. It's theater of the mind. What can I tell you? It just comes out sometimes. But nonetheless, that's what their goal is. And they're frothing right now. And they're all watching New Zealand. So my prediction this week is, if last week is any indication, and I'm sure it is because I'm always right about this stuff, you are going to see more. And I will be telling you more about them because they're just coming out of the closet. They're just getting, you know, they're opening and opening and opening doors. And they're telling you more and more and more and more and more about what their true intentions are, which makes us right and right and righter and righter and righter and righter and righter every time. So that's my prediction this week. I think we're going to be talking about that as more gun grabbers continue to applaud New Zealand for what they do. And the media is going to fawn all over it. They're going to fawn all over it. And Beto O'Rourke is going to stand up on a tabletop looking like he's got to go to the potty because that's what he does. And then Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason at KQAM in Wichita, the big talker, will be talking about it in the morning before I will. Andy Hoosier joins me right now. I'm going to ask him, Andy, do you think I'm right or what, man?
Well, I think you're right, and I do have to say, I mean, you add Bill Clinton in there playing the saxophone, you got a trio of a band right there.
Everybody follow us. We're all going to – Michael Bloomberg's throwing money around the forest. We're all going to go follow it. Come on in and join the crowd. Yeah, I can.
I'm telling you, they could be up there playing the live band, and we could be down there enjoying the cocktails. It'd be a great party.
No food or drink in studio. Hold on one second. That's lemonade, by the way. My wife made me a big old thing of lemonade to bring to the studio. Hold on.
Yeah, how well is that working out for you?
Sugar-free stuff. It's actually pretty good, man. It's actually pretty good.
There you go.
It doesn't have that weird diet aftertaste. It's actually real lemonade that doesn't have any sweetener in it. So if you like real lemon, it's actually pretty good. But
see, I love it. You know, talking about this New Zealand thing, it really does make you appreciate the system that we have here, doesn't it? I mean, these guys, they fawn all over it. They have one shooting, which is, I mean, obviously horrendous. It's terrible. And Australia's already taken away the guns down there. They don't have anything. They have crazy, ridiculous laws in Australia. It's now moving up to New Zealand. And, of course, the progressives blaming the NRA and gun owners here in America for what's going on in New Zealand. And as their government just says, you know what, we're just going to take the guns away, and there's no say, ifs, ands, or buts about it. We, on the other hand, say, yeah, you know what, that ain't going to happen here. And, oh, by the way, Missouri's going to pass a law that says that if you're an able-bodied adult over the age of 18, it's kind of mandatory for you to have an AR-15. So
right.
Don't you love the system we have here in the country? I think the United States is pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. There's a lot to be afraid of, and I'll tell you why. I'll go back to that quote from Shannon Watts, Andy. Here's why there's a lot to be afraid of. Because these liars get a lot of airplay. And the mainstream media fawns all over these people. If you were listening in the previous hour, you heard me go through the AP piece that was picked up by the Washington Times, where they quoted all these, you know, half a dozen people, and they're, oh, it's not going to matter around here if we do that. I mean, geez, it's New Zealand. It doesn't matter. We give up our guns here. And they're going to. They're going to willfully give up their guns, except for the people that don't want to, that they conveniently didn't find. So they made it appear that everybody in New Zealand is okay with this, when in reality, well, you know, they're really not. In fact, if you go to some of these tweets, and I hate when Fox News does this as well, they start putting tweets out of people's replies to a story, and you go and start clicking on some of these people, and this person's got two followers, and is a nobody, and they've got eight of them lined up, and they use that. You read this on a national page, and it looks like that's what the whole country thinks, like this idiot with two followers on Twitter has to say. Okay? And that's exactly what they're doing here, but that's the power of 24/7, in-your-face, online, available all the time, media and news. Andy, fake news, I should say, news in quotes. Am I right?
Well, fake news, yeah. Oh, yeah, fake news. I mean, they try and go out there and they try and, first off, why would you pull somebody from Twitter as a comment as they're trying to reach out to the common folk in society, which is really sad in itself, when they should be part of the common folk to actually have their own opinion and understand the common sense in the world. But number two is when they have to go out of their way that deeply to look for a story that validates the side they want to take is really pathetic. Because if you notice as well, half the time when they actually do pull these Twitter comments of the side that they want to see, that's maybe 1 or 2% of the actual comments. Everybody else is in the other right. side of the aisle making the comments, but you know, you're never going to see those because it's the fake news. It's the manipulating of the mainstream media, and they will never change, which is why anything you see on the mainstream media, you have to take with a grain of salt and realize that it's probably not true to some degree.
What you did was you just yet again expertly and eloquently described what I refer to here as a lie of omission, which I also refer to as thought thieves. This is thought thievery. When the media fails to tell you about the other six people that they did find, they're taking away your ability to make a rational decision, because what they're supposed to be doing is giving you objective, quote-unquote, news. But they don't. And they intentionally leave that stuff out so that you can't make an informed decision. And you can't. You cannot make an informed decision if all you're seeing is the same stuff. Now, you're going is what they want you to put out. That's the lie of omission. Very dangerous. That's more dangerous than the biased crap that you do read, is the stuff that they leave out, because that's the truth that you never get to see. Andy?
Well, sure. And you know what? I think it goes against their narrative, or it goes against their agenda as well, because people, as you mentioned, common folk, you and I, when we are the majority of the population, when we are the silent majority, we hear these things either at number one, we don't believe it, and we look the other way because we don't believe it. Or number two, it upsets us and makes us more vocal, in which case it goes against their narrative anyways. It doesn't do their main objective of what they want to happen as the end result from this, saying that if they push this and push this, that we end up believing it and thinking that's the narrative that's coming out of whether it's New Zealand or whether it's something here in the country, whatever narrative they're trying to get out, they think it's going to sway people to believe that's what the most people believe. It doesn't work. It makes people angry, and that's why we got someone like Donald Trump as president right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Andy, we're getting ready to take a break. And let me cap that off with this, because I want to go back to, when we come back from the break, something that you said also. But let me cap off what you just said with this. And that is exactly why Donald Trump is president. If you don't believe what Andy just said, ask yourself who's in the White House. Okay? It's not what the majority of us think. We'll pick up this conversation when we go back. When we come back from the break. We've got to go there. It is far too important to leave hanging. Be back right after this with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM. Love you, Wichita. I'll see you up there on the 12th and 13th next month, by the way, less than a month. Don't go away.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away, because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code AAR and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. Use code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Thank you for that, Mike Gallagher. Looking forward to seeing him soon. That won't be too long. All right, here's the deal. Facebook.com, you've got one more segment to do this. So if you can get to Facebook, you got it. I know you use it. Even if you don't use it that often, just go to it now. It'll be worth it. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Find me on Facebook in the next segment. Not this segment coming up, I should say. The next one, the fourth segment, the final segment at 48 after this hour. Rob Simpson is going to be here, and I will be giving you the name picked out of Dallas of the individual who is going to win the free gun box. We're going to announce that live on the air. The individual, if you hear your name called, okay, we're going to get, now we know some of you can't listen to the show live, so we're going to give you 48 hours because some of you pick up the show on podcast. That's only fair, all right, so that you get time to hear it. You hear your name, you email mark@armedamericanradio.org. You got 48 hours to do that with proof that it's you, and we've done this before. It's easy enough to do. And I'm going to put you in touch with the gun box, and you are going to get a new gun box 2.0 shipped to you. If you want to see the safe, go to thegunbox.com right now, or you can look at it on the Facebook page. But I wish you the best of luck. And if nobody gets with me in 48 hours, meaning 10:48 p.m. in 2 days from tonight, at 10:49, we're going to pick another winner on that file. We're going to start it all over again, and I'll let you know in the daytime broadcast. You podcast listeners can hear it. And I'll announce it on Facebook so you'll know either way. If you don't hear the daytime program, then we'll do it again the following week. But hopefully that individual will call us all excited, and I hope it's you. I really do hope it's you. So good luck. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. Andy, you said something in the previous segment. I was taking copious notes while you did. And you were talking about it's not the majority. And if you want proof of that, hence we see who's in the White House. And I absolutely 100% agree with you on that. But there's something in there that I don't even know if you realize that you said, so I want to kind of highlight it and bring it up. Because you said that the vast majority of middle Americans don't fall for this stuff. That's my belief as well, okay? And here's what I think is getting ready to happen. I don't believe that the Trump Democrat, the Reagan Democrat, who put Trump in office, good, hardworking, decent American citizens, Democrats, for a lot of different reasons, are not falling for this socialism, Ocasio Cortez garbage, and this left turn, this hard left turn that the Democrats have taken. And there are that many of these quote unquote walk away Democrats are going to see. I think the Democrats are going to lose a tremendous amount of support when they see what's at stake in this election and how far left. I think a lot of Democrats will wake up. I think a lot of gun owning Democrats will be the first to wake up when they see what we're going to be talking about next week. And that is the rest of them continuing to come out of the closet calling for banning everybody's firearms and imitating New Zealand. We've got to do that. Look at what New Zealand could do, as Shannon Watts has already said. Okay, middle America's not going to fall for that. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And as you mentioned, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, God bless our system to where they can't just take it away the way they're trying to. And New Zealand is that we actually have a checks and balance system. We actually have amendments and a Bill of Rights and human rights that we have that no matter what they try, they're never going to take it away. And oh, by the way, try and come take the hundreds of millions of firearms that are in every household and in every bit of the country, in every corner that we have. So, but you're absolutely right. The Democrats, that's been an agenda for a very long time, is to take away the Second Amendment and take away guns. And as they try to embrace the fringe ideology that goes farther and farther and farther and farther to the left, I got to tell you, Mark, I have thoroughly enjoyed being a radio host at this time and sitting back, popping some popcorn, and enjoying the fact that these guys are shooting themselves in the foot. Bernie Sanders going absolutely nuts and him still leading the polls between Kamala Harris thinking that she's going to take it away somehow, Cory Booker trying to play the middle of the road but still believing in the fringe crazy ideas. I mean, these guys are absolutely nuts. There has not been one moderate Republican or moderate Democrat that's jumped into the race as of yet to try and take that away. And the Democrats, they're gonna embolden their base. That's going to be a new base of the fringe. And as you mentioned, the moderate Democrats are going to say, "This is not the party I grew up with. What the heck are you guys doing? We need to step away from this." The establishment. I saw a story last week saying the establishment Democrats are warming up to Bernie. I say all the power to him, my friend, because that locks in another 4 years for President Donald Trump. And I think that wins us back the majority in the House of Representatives next year as well, because the majority of America is still center-right. And even though we may not be extremely conservative, even people that don't pay attention to politics all the time, every single day, they realize that this stuff is nuts. They don't want their taxes higher. They don't want free goodies. And they don't want their guns taken away. Just leave me be and let me do my thing. And the Democrats don't know how to do that, which means they're probably going to lose across the board in 2020 is my prediction.
Well, I think you're right about that. I feel pretty comfortable agreeing with everything that you just said right there. And look, I got to say this. We see this quote-unquote resurgence in socialism in America. No, we don't. No, we don't. What we see is three or four dopey socialists getting a ton of media coverage, making people believe that socialism is alive and well in America. And a bunch of idiot Democrats at the top of the helm that are – and see here, let me go back to that. You said moderate Democrats aren't emerging. So I got to ask this question. Is there any such thing as – this is a legitimate question. Is there any such thing as a moderate Democrat at the top anymore? Or are we just seeing what Barack Obama's presidency was all about now that it's taken root? Because we were calling Barack Obama a socialist. I was 10 years ago. I was calling him a socialist. That's what he was. It's what he is. He planted that seed that has now taken root. So I think this is just the Democrat Party has peaked, and that Barack Obama was it. I really do believe that we could be seeing the death throes right now of this progressive liberalism, which is why they're all coming out the way they are right now. But it's not middle America. What I believe that we're seeing is a narrative being created. Oh, Americans want to give up their guns. We're all calling for this gun control. They continue to push this narrative. Meanwhile, it's like that toxic masculinity thing. I used that as an example the other day. Now, Andy, you live in Kansas, correct?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of farms in Kansas, don't you?
Just a few.
Right. A lot of farmers in Kansas. I wonder how many farmers come out of those fields after busting their satellite radio moment word humps all day long and sit down for a good hot meal with their family, who is now joining them at the table, and the following conversation occurs. Honey, you know, it was tough working out there today, and I've finally got an opportunity to think about it, and I think we should sit down and talk about my toxic masculinity. You see, I don't believe that happens. I believe the talking heads on TV, and I say that seriously. I believe the talking heads on TV say that happens because these people were so clueless. That's all they do is talk all day about this stuff. That's the narrative they create. Is America really debating socialism, or are they just telling us America is debating socialism? The problem the Democrats are going to have is the Democrats are believing it, and the rest of us are sitting there going, really? I don't think so, because of what you just said. We don't want to pay higher taxes. We don't want to give up our guns, et cetera. Go ahead.
No, you're right, and I think you're right. We're not having that conversation about our toxic masculinity. We're not having the conversations the media says every day that we're going to work and saying, oh, you know, there's class warfare and, you know, there's racism and racial tensions in the workplace each and every day, and I'm so concerned about this. I mean, you're right. We're not having those conversations. What we do need to do, however, though, is focus on the education and educating people again on what the issues really are and the definitions of those issues. I tell you, when they have a really good idea of what socialism is, then they don't like it. But now we see these fluffy definitions of socialism, and it's a scary thing.
Absolutely correct. There's been no socialist government ever, ever, that can succeed anywhere in the world without disarming its citizenry first. How's that working out for you, Venezuela? We'll be back with Andy Hoosier right after this. Oh, maybe we won't. Andy might have to go. I'll let you know after the break. Don't go away. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers.
Okay, he can do another segment. Good.
How to survive a mass shooting. Exactly what to say to the police after an incident. And a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Man, oh man, oh man, this show has been flying right by. You know what's interesting? Let me give a shout out here. You know my regular producer, board up, honcho down in Dallas, Texas, Shanto. He's in the Philippines. He'll be gone for a while. And we've got Jim Bartow running the boards for us today down in Dallas. I want to thank Jim for being here. He's doing a great job, as always. I've worked with Jim for a number of years. And we got to talking at the beginning of the program. I'll tell you, when I looked at my watch, I'm like, oh, man, I got to get in the studio. And I was about an hour in advance. I'd been doing a whole bunch of prep work. And Andy Hoosier, you'll appreciate this. Welcome back to the show. I'm glad you could stay with us for another segment. I rushed to get into the studio, and I was getting some work done. And all of a sudden, I looked down, and it was 10 minutes till airtime. And I thought, man, it didn't seem like I had been in the studio that long, which tells me that the time is going to fly right by. Sometimes that happens. And Andy, you know from doing radio for your career that the segments just roll right by. 10 minutes just boom, goes just like that. And here we are already. We are one segment away from picking the winner for the gun box. And Andy, is you've been here now. This is heading into 40 minutes. Does it feel like 40 minutes to you?
No, not at all. I mean, this show flies right on by, and you're right. When you do the show prep and you're so excited to talk about stuff, you don't get a chance to talk about half of it. And it just the time just gets away from you. Sometimes you need a 4 or 5 hour program.
So you feel that way too, right? You get that show prep and you don't get to get it all in. It's not just me. I'm not alone out there in radio host land.
No, and that's doing it when you're doing 3 hours a day, every single day, 5 days a week. And still, I'm just like, yeah. Oh, I need more time at times.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. No, by the way, listener, please, here, do me a favor. Don't forget to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to unlock that 1911. Get your seven chances to win the $1,123 to buy the gun. Make sure to do that. Just don't do it while you're driving. But I want to let you know, you have got exactly, oh, I don't know, what, about 8 minutes left to go to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and like and share that post of the gun box. And a lot of you have done that already, but the odds are good. We're going to pick that winner. Jim in Dallas is going to pick that winner for us when we spin the wheel and play the little goofy music for you. And that winner is going to be announced in the next hour as Rob Simpson joins us from the gun box on the program, okay? So make sure to do that. Andy, let's talk quickly. The 11th of next month, I will be flying into Wichita. Great town. I had one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life, ever. At the Hyatt Regency in Wichita, I'll never forget that, a number of years ago, I'll be flying into Wichita on the 11th in time to get a good dinner and a nice rest because I'm going to be joining you on Friday the 12th, co-hosting your three-hour Drive Morning Drive show, the most popular show in Wichita. How much fun are we going to have, brother?
Oh, dude, I am so excited about this. You're coming in Thursday night, and
man,
we're actually working on a possible some fun goodies and giveaways and promotions with the station as well. And, yeah, we're going to get you on the air with me. 3 hours Friday morning. Hope you like 5 a.m. wake up calls from me. And we're gonna have some fun for the 3 hours on the show. You're gonna be in studio co-hosting with me. Your weekday show on American Radio's Daily Defense. You're gonna be doing from the KQAM studios there in Wichita as well for the Kansas State Rifle Association annual meeting. I'm gonna be emceeing the entire event Friday and Saturday. You're the keynote speaker. I'm really excited to get you up on stage and introduce you. And man, we are gonna have such a great time here in Wichita. It's gonna be a blast.
It is. Now, people can still join us for that event. Is it sold out? I don't know. Can you have any information on that?
I don't know the numbers where they're at. I don't think they're sold out. I haven't heard anything on there, but it's really easy. $35 tickets that includes the lunch on Saturday. If not, I believe it's just like $20 if you don't do the lunch for the Friday night event and Saturday morning. But you can go to Kansas State Rifle Association's website and get some details on there. So I don't think it's sold out if some people want to jump on there and get her done, but I know it's probably going to fill up pretty quick.
Yeah, it's going to fill up. There's limited seating in there, I believe about a couple 150 to 300 people, and that room will fill. So make sure to head over to KSRA, Kansas State Rifle Association. Look them up. And if you're not a member of KSRA, you need to be. You know, when you've got people like Shannon Watts coming after you and Bloomberg coming after you at the state level, and that's where this fight is now. This fight is at the state level. They're going to try to shame some Republican senators. It's not going to work up there at this stage of the game. It might on ERPOs and a couple others. We'll let you know when that unfolds. But as far as really good, hardcore institutional gun control, you're not going to see that right now. And if you did, I'm about 95% sure that Trump would veto it. And if it did get out of the Senate, it's not going to be a veto-proof majority. However, in today's day and age, you never know. In about 7 days, Andy, or 9 days, I'm going to be a federal felon because of my bump stock that I have, that is sitting right there. I can see it. It's right there. It's in a bag. And that was during the Trump administration, wasn't it? Didn't happen during Obama's administration, did it? No, it happened during the Trump administration. So that's why I say 95 and not 100, Andy. It frightens me a little bit. That's why you got to join KSRA and you got to make your voice heard at the state level. True?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The fight's every single day, and it's not just at the federal level. The states, I mean, you got to remember, the way our system of governance is actually set up, the states have more power than the federal government as the original interpretation of the Constitution. So the states should have the powers to protect more so your rights than anything else. But when states actually go the opposite direction is when you need to fight harder and harder at the local levels. I mean, Missouri's a great example right now, trying to put the people with AR-15s whenever they can. At Kansas, though, we went the other direction. Even though we haven't seen anything go through, luckily this year, one of our hack Democrats here from the Wichita area just proposed a red flag ban, a red flag law here for Kansas. It's not going to go anywhere, luckily, but he tried it, and they've tried a few other things this year, and the KSRA and some other great organizations are fighting that stuff tooth and nail each and every day, and that's what you have to do. So if you're active, if you're local, and if you want to change something, you want to be aware of stuff, you need to focus the local level because that can make or break a lot of different communities.
You're absolutely right about that. Again, right smack on the money. Couldn't agree more. It's very, very important. The state level stuff. Let's go to Connecticut briefly for just a second. I can't get off this Connecticut thing. And Chris Murphy now. You got Blumenthal. The sleaziest people on earth. These people rank right up there. Rahm Emanuel, Terry McAuliffe, Chuck Schumer, Andrew Cuomo, these, you know, Daly in Chicago, they all had that same sleazeball look to them. Chris Murphy's the same way in Connecticut. Connecticut, man, I don't know what happened to you. I used to live up there years ago. It was a fairly conservative place, even, you know, back then. Man, oh, man. But Chris Murphy said that the Sandy Hook lawsuit against Remington, which is allowed to go forward based on the advertising aspect of it now, here's what he said, holds gun manufacturers accountable. What the hell does that even mean? Wait a minute. Let's move that to Ford. The lawsuit against Ford because, oh, person A with 15 DUIs or even no DUIs except this one that murdered the family in the minivan on their way back from church service on Sunday afternoon because he was polluted and filled with fueled up on methamphetamine and a bunch of liquor and killed the family. I guess this lawsuit holds Ford and the car manufacturers accountable. Andy, you want to take that one on?
Well, let me just take it the other way as well. I think I should hold Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez liable for any drink she handed out to someone at a bar when they may have drunk, drove home that night afterwards as well and got in an accident. I think she's liable for that. What do you think?
Well, to use that logic, absolutely. And I guess we should hold cheesemakers liable and accountable if someone choked on some mozzarella hunk that came off of a Marco's pizza that was delivered. You know, listen, this is very dangerous precedent because what this does is this holds, according to Chris Murphy, who, by the way, is a Democrat. You know, I got to point that out to you. Just saying, the truth hurts sometimes. But the fact of the matter is that this has stifling effect on business in general. Imagine, just imagine, who could be held accountable if we chose to hold someone accountable due to the actions of a criminal who used any product? I want you to think about that. Any
Mark,
product.
See, this is they love this.
You got
this
20
is
seconds.
Why they love this argument so much is because they get to, number one, play in the victimhood status of being a victim of something, and number two, they hate the corporations, so they get to attack the corporations. That's why AOC just went after Wells Fargo for an oil spill and said that they should be liable for the cleanup because they funded an oil rig.
You know, AOC,
they love to play it,
is a bonehead. Andy Hoosier, thanks for being here and for sticking around an extra segment, man. We're going to give a gun box away. You got about 60 seconds. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like the post. You'll see it on there. We're going to give it away with Rob Simpson from the Gun Box right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
I'm sorry, I've got a gun box here on my studio table. It is absolutely gorgeous. You can check it out at thegunbox.com. It's biometric. I'm put my finger on it. Just right down, and there she goes. She opens right up. And in it, I have a brand new firearm that I just picked up on Saturday. I bought a Glock 48. Just wanted one. Why not? I've been through just about every Glock there is. Well, for the most part, some of the most popular. I've had the 26, the 27. I've had the 30, the 36. I've got the 43. I've had the 19. Carried the 17 with me like an old worn-out pair of jeans for years. Oh, what else? I've had 19X. And now the 48, and I love this thing. When I picked it up, I knew instantly that I had to have it. 10 plus 1, 11, but you know, the magazine that I've got is holding 11 rounds. And it's holding 11 rounds and feeding. I put 120 rounds through the thing on Saturday afternoon. Flawless. And I was getting 12 rounds in the gun. I don't know if that's a fluke. I don't know, but I thought it was 10 rounds plus 1 in the pipe. However, your mileage may vary. And something else I found out. My Glock 43 holster, because I got to get new holsters for it, right? I'm already got some crossbreeds coming. But the 43s, the holsters that I currently have, seat the thing fine. The Glock 48 fits and seats perfectly in the 43 holster. Well, here it is inside this gun box that I just opened. Here it is. Just closed. Oh, I'm going to open it up again because it's really fun. Finger on it. Slide it back up. There it goes. You just heard it open. We're going to give one of these away right now. Rob Simpson from the Gun Box is on the line with us now. Rob, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing wunderbar. Guess what? Our guy down in Dallas, we're getting ready to spin the wheel. Are you ready? Because he's going to give me a name and you a name live on air. You ready for this?
Ready.
What do you think? Okay, I'm going to play some. Listen, I got to cock this wheel back, though, here. We're going to play some fun music first here. Check this out. Let's get it going. Here we go. All right, here we go, folks. Here we go. All right. Let me reach back and grab the wheel. Pull it back. Here we go. Got to reach out and get it. Pull it back a little farther. There we go. And let's let it rip. Jim Bartow.
And we have Tracy Leach of Colorado.
Tracy Leach of Colorado. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Or Jim. Tracy, they said Tracy Leach, right?
Correct. Tracy Leach
of Colorado. Okay, Rob Simpson. Tracy Leach has 48 hours from right now, which is 51 minutes after the hour, to get back to me at mark@armedamericanradio.com. Or excuse me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, Tracy, if you're listening and you don't get back to me in 48 hours, that means 51 minutes after the hour in 2 days on the 19th. We're going to have to do this again next week, Rob. Are you okay with that?
Hey, I hope Tracy calls. Or I hope Tracy emails you in.
You know, Tracy, congratulations. Tracy Leach, good for you. Congratulations on that. What'd you think of that wheel spin? That was pretty cool, man. I actually had kind of fun with that. And I want to thank Jim Bartow down there for cranking that wheel back all the way up and coming up with that name. That was wonderful. So lots of fun on that. Tell America what Tracy Leach just won. Now, I have this here. I tried to paint the picture, but I want you to paint it a little bit better because I'm actually looking at it and I'm holding it. Here it is right here. Tell us.
Tracy Leach, you have won the Gumbox 2.0, which will hold up to 2 full-size weapons, firearms, and it is the most sleek and innovative gun safe on the market. Your kids and will remain safe by there is an audible alarm on that gun box. You can also charge your phone as well as listen to some Bluetooth music through speakers with the USBs on the back. Super sleek, looks great, internal light. This is the best gun safe on the market.
Hey, Rob, tell me something. I think the coolest feature of this, I was talking with my daytime listeners about this when I was talking about the giveaway earlier this past week, and I think the coolest feature about this safe, first off, two things. I've got the 2.0 in my hands right now, and it's hefty. I mean, I describe it as the iPhone of gun safes. It's got that finish of the glass cover and the you know, the hardcore quality that you feel in a build, and it's the same thing with a Samsung phone or something like that. I'm not just saying the iPhone. I happen to have an iPhone 8 Plus, and it's got that feel, right? So what does this thing weigh? This has got some weight to it, number one. What is the weight on this?
Weight is 7.5 pounds, so it doesn't look like it would weigh that much. And you're right. You know, it's got some weight to it, and that's you know, part of the design there.
Well, I think the coolest thing, this is the second prong here that I wanted to get to. I think the coolest feature on this, besides the entry into this, now I'm using it. I've got the biometric on here. Put my finger on it. Top turns a blue light, then it turns green, and it flips open. See, listen to that. Listen, here you go. There you go. Take a listen to this. Yeah, that pops open. You got the hydraulics in here. This thing is super, super, super high quality. This is super high quality. This thing retails for about $260. But the coolest feature, and I think probably the most important feature on this, is the anti-theft alarm. Let me give you the theater for the mind. Theater of the mind. You got this thing, and you'll see you've got this thing in your car, and you got it tethered, which you can do, right, Rob? You can tether this thing to the frame of your seat frame, right?
That's right.
You can set this thing and get out of your truck or car knowing that if it is even moved, what is it, 3 degrees or 2 degrees?
Yeah, 2 degrees. Yeah, if it's moved plus or minus 2 degrees, it'll sound the alarm.
And the alarm on this thing is not a little beep, 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 beep that somebody's going to be able to run across a parking lot with and not be noticed. This is going to be like running across the street with a fire, with a smoke detector going off, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to draw attention of a thief. I like to maybe use it like it's the audible club. Remember the clubs, Rob, that we used to put on our cars a number of years ago? Eventually, people just cut through it. But my gosh, why go to that car when they can go to the one that doesn't have one? That's why the club was so effective. This alarm on this thing is going to keep somebody, the minute they pick that thing up, they're going to bolt. They're not. They're going to, if they move that thing, even before they try to cut it,
they're just not going to bother with it. They're just going to leave that thing alone. I think that's probably the greatest feature, but it also has a home security. That's also a home security feature, especially if you've got teenagers, right? You'll know if somebody tries to tamper with that thing. Even though you trust your kids, maybe you don't trust the neighbor kid, right?
That's right.
So this thing's going to alarm and let you know. Now, are there any Bluetooth features yet with apps or anything on this, or is that in the... I'm just curious, because this looks so cool and has so many features on it. What are you thinking about down the road?
Well, currently right now, actually last week, so it's perfect timing, is we actually launched our Gunbox Alerts, and with an annual subscription, you will get smartphone mobile alerts on your phone when it is moved, tampered with, or if it is a low battery. So now, of course, you've got to be in Wi-Fi range. It doesn't have a SIM card or anything in it, but you know, that's that is the newest and greatest feature. There's no other
Love
gun
it.
Safes out there that
has There's
it.
None
that
other like it.
Where you can get a, that's
hey,
right.
Rob, the music's playing. I want to thank you for coming back. Tracy Leach, congratulations. You got 48 hours to get back with me. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Congratulations to you. If we don't hear back from you, Tracy, we're going to have to do this again next week, and a lot of people won't mind. Rob Simpson, thegunbox.com. Go check him out at thegunbox.com. Thanks for everything you do and for supporting Armed American Radio. This is not the first time, or the last time, I should say, that we're going to do this. Rob, thank you. We'll tell you more about some other promotions coming up in the very near future. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and we're going to remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that disarmed caveman. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.